I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is the Monday show of Chico Now, and on Mondays we call it Helping People. My name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences number IMF69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. Both of us are over at Chico Creek Counseling. And Joe has graciously agreed to be my co-host every Monday all summer long, and we are talking about communication. Last week, we talked a lot about listening when people are speaking to you and doing it in a way that helps you process and helps them feel heard. And today, we're going to talk about having empathy. And we ended last week's show at the very last minute talking about what is the difference between sympathy and empathy. And I'd like to start out with that recap, especially because we ended so abruptly. And it's just a good, in case you didn't listen to it, a good way to get your mind wrapped around what is the difference between sympathy and empathy. And how can you cultivate that? How can you identify which one you're using in each moment? And how can you cultivate the one that you need in that moment? So let's give a big hello to Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist from Chico Creek Counseling.
Oh, bring up the applause. Yay, Joe's here.
Yay. I wonder if our board has those things. I need to ask Andrew about that. I keep meaning to do that.
That's okay. I don't need applause.
Or those little like, wah, wah.
Or raspberries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's that joke guy again.
I almost did it into the microphone, and thankfully I thought twice about it. All right,
okay,
Joe.
Sympathy versus empathy.
Yes.
We're having lots of sympathy for me today. Oh, wait a minute. Is that empathy? I'm not sure. So
sympathy for Joe because his co-host is getting some energy, and now she's going to get smunky.
Uh-oh.
Poor Joe.
We're in trouble now.
He's such a mellow guy.
Jessica's waking up.
I am overwhelming sometimes.
Is that five laps in the pool you did today, or 5 miles in the pool.
40 laps.
40 laps and a mile.
1 mile is 35 laps.
Wow, so good girl.
I'm excited about that. My little baby in my belly is probably going to grow up to be an astronaut. I came up with that idea while I was swimming because there's nothing to do but think when you swim. And he loves being float. He'll kick before I get in the water. And when I get out of the water, he starts kicking, but he's like, I don't know, sleeping while I'm swimming. And he must love that zero, because he's already floating in my belly. And then we're in water and there's like even less gravity. So he's going to be like reaching for the stars when he's a grown man. I just want to float again.
See, that's what I mean. You start talking about all these weird things that you didn't used to talk about before you got pregnant. We were just talking before we started about how Jessica's different now that she's pregnant. And that's one of them. So I'm having lots of empathy for you.
For my husband, probably.
For your husband as well. So, okay, difference again, the definition between empathy and sympathy is, sympathy would be, oh, I feel sorry for you, grandma just died, you must be really sad over that, and that must, you know, that was a really hard time for you, and so I'm expressing sympathy for a situation that's been, you know, where you're sad or you're crying or like, oh, that's, you know, so that's an emotion.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
That I'm expressing for it to you.
And it's kind of intellectual in your mind. Like, oh, I feel bad for that person. That must be really
right.
Hard for them.
Well, but also a feeling, you know, we cry when we see other people cry, you know, so is that sympathy? Yeah, I think that's sympathy. So,
okay.
I think it's also a thought we can choose to go to that place that they're going to. So it's a thought, but also our emotions can take us to that place.
All right, when we come back, Joe will tell you all about what he just described, sympathy. Now, what is empathy? What is that, you guys? That's some psychobabble word all those therapists and woo-woo people are talking about. Empathy this and empathy that. But what is it? We'll tell you what it is. You
okay,
stay tuned.
We'll do it.
Bye.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Good afternoon, Life Radio.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now's Helping People. And I want to remind you that while Joe is a marriage and family therapist and he's licensed, and I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern, and we're talking about therapy topics, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if there's something on here that you want to explore about yourself a little bit deeper, I suggest you can give one of us a call, and or you can just Google therapy, marriage and family therapy, social work, whatever it is that you are looking for. And you can find local therapists in your area to help you explore a little bit deeper about these topics. So we just got done talking about sympathy. Now, what is empathy?
Empathy would be we were talking about the difference. Sympathy was a intellectual and or can be a emotional response. I think empathy has more the level of the up in my head stuff. I'm listening to you. I'm hearing you. There may not be that emotional part. You know, I may not be feeling what you're feeling, but I'm having empathy, or I'm concerned about, or I want to listen to. I want to understand what's going on. I want you to tell me so that I can have some kind of healthy response to that. So I think, I don't know, there's probably some kind of emotional element to that. Maybe as a woman, you might want to chime in on that. But I think that's one of the differences between the two.
The way that I've always learned it, and maybe it was the way I learned it and then I processed it, was that you truly put yourself in their shoes. So you imagined yourself in a way. So maybe I haven't experienced a grandma dying, and I haven't. I did when I was a little girl, but I didn't really know that grandma. But someone else's grandma dies and they're really having a hard time with it. I can have sympathy for them, but I don't know the experience of my grandma dying. But I can remember what it felt like when my dad died. And that was really, really hard. And my heart, just talking about it, my heart can feel those pains of when my father passed away.
But that would be an emotional reaction.
Yeah. So when that person is talking about how they're struggling with their grandma dying, I can have sympathy that their grandma died. But if I think about the pain that I felt when someone I really love died, then I can have empathy for them. And I can truly put myself in the shoes of the emotions that they're feeling. And then I can have compassion and consideration and understand where they're coming from when they're speaking to me, and understand where their processing might be when they're talking about the things that are bothering them, because they're in this whole other frame of mind. So if that makes any sense, that's how I define sympathy versus empathy. In my head, I can intellectualize that person must be sad because their grandma died, but I can't really fully embrace that because I don't know what that's like. And I don't. But I can find a way to tap into what is it, the emotion that they're feeling, and how can I put those shoes on my feet to feel that emotion so that I can better understand them. That's how I define sympathy and empathy.
So when we're talking about communication, I was thinking about empathy in terms of when we're trying to communicate, we're having a problem, a husband and wife are maybe, you know, having a tough time between them and trying to figure things out. And so we receive a criticism from our mate.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I respond to them with empathy, not sympathy, empathy? So like, I'm hearing you. I understand what you're saying. I'm being empathetic about it. It's not just all up in my head response. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that's really painful for you. You're really
identifying the emotion that they're expressing or they're trying to express. So they're really angry because the wife is really angry because the husband never puts the toilet seat down. She's just like, ah, I'm just over it. And she gets into a fight, and it's something, and the husband thinks maybe it's kind of petty. But communicating with empathy would be like, wow, wife, you must feel really frustrated right now. Or, wow, you must feel really invaluable because you keep getting your bottom wet whenever you sit down on the toilet. You know, whatever it is, trying to find what is it other than her being angry, why is she expressing this? What are the emotions that she's feeling?
And then emotions can be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be pretty, or criticism could be exaggerated by your emotions as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can kind of calm that down, then it can make things better and have communication more clear.
And when you identify the emotion, when you communicate that you're trying to understand the other person's emotion, even if you don't get it right, you're trying, the other person feels valuable. They feel validated that you're giving it a shot.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Every Sunday, while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time. And I won't stop until you believe.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern over at Chico Creek Counseling, and my intern number is IMF69783. We're here with Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, also over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you want to know more about either one of us, you can feel free to go online and type ChicoCreekCounseling.com, and you will learn about Joe, you will learn about me, you will learn about the other folks in our office, because we have some really great therapists over there too.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about the people who are giving all this advice and talking to you, you are more than welcome to contact us or go online. All right, Joe, take it away. We're talking about having empathy during arguments, right?
Right. So here, when there's criticism. So what I was saying at the end was criticism is kind of hard to hear sometimes, and it's often exaggerated or colored by the other person's emotion. So if they're coming at you in criticism with a lot of emotion and, you know, loud talk and really upset, then I think it's even more difficult to hear, because now you're not just responding to what's being said, but you're responding to the attitude and the tone of the voice and the loudness of the voice and the body language and all that. So that gets pretty tough to hear in the middle of a disagreement,
right,
or fight,
right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a tough one.
So you're, it's not just about the content of the words; it's the whole experience.
Yeah. So I think the key thing there, it's important to listen to the other person's pain. But what's the underlying thing that's going on here? I always talk about that when I'm doing counseling with people. It's like, so here's the subject up above, but then underneath that is really the underlying issue. What's the pain? What's the hurt? What am I really upset about? What am I really trying to, or what's that other person really trying to say to me? So to be able to look at that, to stand back and look at that and try to understand that is really, really, takes a lot of maturity. Mm-hmm. And a lot of practice and being able to just, you know, take that deep breath and step back for a moment and not get caught up in the emotion of it.
Right. That makes sense.
So that
takes a lot of strength for the listener.
So we listen to what's their pain, what's their feelings, what's true, try to weed out what might be true about what they're saying. There might be a lot of things we disagree with, but what's the truth there?
Mm-hmm.
What are they really trying to say to us?
Invalidating that truth.
Yes.
So they feel heard. Because then all of that body language and emotion will start to simmer down.
Exactly.
We don't have to address all of the wrongs or the untruths if we first focus on what is the little nugget of truth in what they said. And then we can address all the other stuff.
Yeah, we can get to that later. But I think the key thing would be, like what you said, is to what's that? Find that truth. What's that nugget? What's that underlying reason or that motivation? And reflect that back to them and say, wow, this must be really hard for you. This is really painful for you. You're really upset about this. And I want to listen to this. I want to hear what you have to say about this. So that's real validating.
Well, could you imagine how many fights would just dissolve if the significant other just responded that way? When their significant other came up to them and said, this is what's, I've had it, blah, 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 blah. And they responded with, wow, that is really painful. I want to know more about that.
What we tend to do is we tend to come back with anger.
Mm-hmm.
Or like kind, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm. We're like a mirror. We just reflect it right back at them.
Yeah. So, and that does no good.
No.
You know, that's not very valuable. So, you know, if we, you know, for us guys, just, you know, tell our wives that, well, what, you can at least look to see if the toilet seat's up before you sit. I mean, have you ever thought of that? And right. So I'm just joking. Right. I always put the toilet seat down. I want to go on record.
No,
I'm
but
a
it's
down
the middle of the night,
toilet
we can't
seat
look.
Person. But I know it's something we joke around a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just an illustration that we could, right. I mean, that would be the wrong way to do it.
Right, right. That would be, though. But for the husband to say, wow, I didn't realize that it bothered you that much. I'm really sorry.
It's really hard for you to have to look at the toilet seat down.
No, that was a little backhanded.
Not that one?
Not that one, guys. We must have triggered Joe a little bit. I love it. Okay, please stay tuned next week where we'll have Joe Taylor back and we'll talk more about communication and relationships. Hope you have a blessed week. This is Jessica Wilkerson.